Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What the Dementia by Bamboo Care. I'm your host, Brianna Wilson. I'm a certified dementia practitioner and the founder of Bamboo Care, where you can find us at letsbamboo.com. So today is actually a bonus podcast episode to follow up on our previous podcast episode, which was episode 129. On the previous episode, I told you all that I've ran into many family members who feel frustrated when a hospice provider informs them that their partner does not qualify for hospice care. And they're essentially like, what? How not? Do you not see what I see, right? So in this episode, I want to give you an example and why this specific person with dementia doesn't technically qualify for hospice just yet, okay? Before we get started, if you didn't already know, for the month of April, we've been talking about all things end of life, including hospice care, a whole lot of hospice care. So on our blog, on the podcast, on YouTube, in the treehouse. So I wanted to share a few topics that you may have missed if you are only following us here on the podcast. And the best way to make sure that you don't miss any of the helpful content that we put out is by joining us inside the Treehouse, which is the ultimate all-in-one dementia care resource library for dementia caregivers. You can join us at letsbamboo.com/treehouse, okay? But beyond the podcast, we've talked about advanced care planning, catches and resources to be aware of, providing good care while letting go, end-of-life care at home without hospice support, bed sore prevention and positioning strategies, the Peace of Mind Planner for end-of-life planning, if patients can return to hospice if discharged, the deprescribing of medications in hospice, including a printable of questions that you should be asking the hospice team, and we also released a handout on the role of therapy in palliative settings, as well as a handout on the signs of dying. So we've covered a lot of important topics this month that I wanted to make sure that you all are aware of so that you can get the education, knowledge, and support you need from a trusted source along your dementia care journey, okay? This is the whole reason Bamboo Care exists, right? But with that being said, let's go ahead and talk about a situation where one would think a person with dementia would qualify for hospice, but they actually may not. So let me give you a pretty recent example that came up. So a caregiver was upset because her partner with dementia had a seizure. It was his second one within a 4 to 5 month period. Well, this time he hit his head. And although there was no evidence of a brain bleed, he is now bedbound, can't walk, and is unable to communicate. So of course, with this happening and with his current functional status, hospice was sought out. However, because he is still eating, hospice said no, that he wasn't eligible. Now, I can't be completely sure, but my guess is that the decline in functional status happened after the second seizure and him hitting his head. So, based on the information we have, the hospice was correct in not admitting this patient to hospice, but for the wrong reason. And this is why it's so important that you understand hospice eligibility criteria for people with dementia and for other terminal illnesses if they apply as well, for yourself, so that you can properly advocate when appropriate. Which again, if you haven't grabbed a house pass to the treehouse and downloaded our hospice eligibility criteria and signs checklist, please do, okay? Again, the website is letsbamboo.com/treehouse, okay? But back to the scenario. So it is not necessary for a patient with dementia to not be eating in order to qualify. Although by the time people with dementia qualify for hospice, many do have difficulty with swallowing, but this doesn't necessarily mean they aren't eating. They just might have difficulty eating and are at an increased risk for aspiration pneumonia, okay? So why would this hospice decline this patient? Well, a lot of hospices use a patient's eating status as the determining factor of whether or not someone with dementia can come onto their services. And the main reason for this is because ultimately, as dementia progresses, a person will stop eating. And as a person is dying, the person will stop eating. So it isn't until a person can't eat because they are choking or not swallowing that death can be predicted for people with dementia. And if you listen to our other podcast episodes, we explained that people with dementia are known for extended length of stays on hospice and live discharges because death is very hard to predict for this population. But the thing is, these outcomes aren't always seen as a good thing for hospices. So some hospices use not eating as one of the primary metrics to determine eligibility. But again, I say this is why you want to be familiar with the actual qualifying criteria for yourself so that you know whether you should be seeking out a different hospice provider and advocating for services, okay? But in the case of the gentleman with dementia and seizures, even with the eating put to the side, he still doesn't qualify for hospice yet. So why wouldn't this person qualify for hospice yet based on the criteria? Well, firstly, the number one thing that hospice admission has to be based on is a terminal illness. So in this case, it's dementia. Seizures on their own are not typically terminal, even though they can result in death. So unless he has something else that would be considered a terminal condition, that's what the decision would have to be made off of. The second thing is the person's life expectancy has to be projected to be 6 months or less if that terminal condition were to run its natural course. Well, in this case, was it the seizure that led to the decline in functional status? Or was it that he hit his head? Or was it the dementia? Or was it a complex interplay of all of the above, right? So the big question would be, is this person now stable in their condition? Is this a new baseline, if you will? Or can we anticipate their condition worsening to the point of death in the next 6 months? You see, it's not so black and white, but let's say that it is this complex interplay of dementia, the seizures, and him hitting his head. Well, based on what the caregiver said, we already know that he's bedbound and unable to communicate. So the next question is he also dependent for bathing and dressing? Let's just say yes. Now, what about being incontinent of the bowel and bladder? That would have to be our next consideration because that too has to be met. And it's important to realize that there is a difference between choosing to go on yourself or kind of having to go on yourself because you have no other choice versus being truly incontinent, right? Does that make sense? But let's just say that he is in fact incontinent of the bowels and bladder. Well, that should be enough, right? Nope. There also has to be at least one qualifying illness or condition that's happened in the last 12 months, and that's often seen as a complication that comes with the progression of dementia, which is the terminal illness in this case, like aspiration pneumonia, kidney infection, septicemia, which is blood poisoning, stage 3 or 4 pressure ulcers, or a fever after recurrent antibiotics. Well, based on what we know from the information presented in the little scenario, the person with dementia has not experienced any of these things, and therefore does not qualify for hospice just yet. Now, with that being said, I do think this person could definitely benefit from palliative care to help better monitor and manage those seizures and whatever other symptoms he may be experiencing. We still want to prioritize comfort and quality of life. And after all, he's had 2 seizures within a 4 to 5 month period, and I'm not exactly sure if it's understood what's causing these seizures. Does he have a known seizure disorder? Or are these seizures new? That's something that should be looked into, right? But one way to locate providers who offer palliative services is by visiting a website called getpalliativecare.org, and I'll link it in the podcast notes. But palliative care can be initiated at any time during a dementia diagnosis and is covered by insurances, okay? And if you aren't familiar with the difference between palliative care and hospice care, I highly recommend you check out episode 23, okay? And I'll also be sure to link that in the podcast notes for you as well. But that's all I wanted to share for this bonus podcast episode. I just wanted you to see that just because your partner may be bedbound and potentially declining, or maybe has a new baseline that is much lower than where they were previously at, it unfortunately doesn't mean that they automatically qualify for hospice. There are certain criteria and conditions that must be met, but please, if your partner is experiencing distressing symptoms, look into palliative care, even if they don't qualify for hospice, okay? And if a hospice turns you down, ask them for specifics about what you should be looking for so you can reach back out to them so they can perform another evaluation. And then for situations where you know your partner actually does meet criteria, please seek out another hospice provider and advocate. Just remember that the attending physician and medical director still have to be able to certify that your partner is predicted to have 6 months or less left to live, okay? That is a big piece to all of this that we cannot forget, okay? But I hope you found this podcast episode helpful. If you did, please consider leaving us a review to help others find the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, or future podcast requests, you can send us an email at podcast@whatthedementia.com or contact us through letsbamboo.com. And if you love our content, you'll definitely love the treehouse, which you can join us in at letsbamboo.com/treehouse. Thank you so much for joining us on another episode of What the Dementia by Bamboo Care. We look forward to catching you on the next episode. Take care, and until next time, stay strong, care on, and remember, you are not alone. Bamboo Care is always here.